This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The special counsel probe of the 2016 U.S. presidential campaign may be over, but there is an ongoing political battle of words, and President Donald Trump seems to relish his leading role. Here is AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
In a campaign speech in Grand Rapids, Michigan, President Trump celebrates the end of the Mueller investigation.
After 3 years of lies and smears and slander, the Russia hoax is finally dead.
During the rally in which he claimed vindication, Trump also claimed the investigation was a conspiracy by his political opponents.
This was nothing more than a sinister effort to undermine our historic election victory and to sabotage the will of the American people.
Trump also called Democratic presidential candidates radical and the Green New Deal a dangerous reinvention of society. I'm Tim McGuire.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump and his Republican allies on Capitol Hill are demanding that the Democrat, Adam Schiff, resign as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has a report.
At a rare public hearing, Mike Conaway said fellow GOP members want Schiff to quit as chairman for promoting a false narrative.
Your actions, both past and present, are incompatible with your duty as chairman of this committee.
Schiff angrily listed meetings the president's inner circle held with Russians and the president's own bid to build a Trump Tower in Moscow.
There's a different word for that than collusion. And it's called compromise.
The dispute continued outside, with top House Republican Kevin McCarthy saying Schiff must go.
There's nothing that could come from this committee that can be trusted.
But Speaker Nancy Pelosi backs Schiff and says Republicans are afraid he'll find the truth.
I think they're just scaredy cats.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
For all the day's news, there is VOAnews.com online. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says he has had constructive talks with Chinese Vice Premier Liu He in Beijing. Talks aimed at ending the U.S.-China trade war, during which each country has imposed punishing tariffs on the other. President Trump says he is confident the U.S. can strike a deal with China, and his economic adviser Larry Kudlow says the talks are not time-dependent and could last weeks or months. The president of South Korea will travel to the U.S. next month with hopes of jump-starting stalled talks with North Korea. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
Officials say South Korean President Moon Jae-in is planning a summit with President Trump aimed at reviving nuclear diplomacy with North Korea. This will be their first meeting since Trump's second summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un collapsed over sanctions. South Korea is pushing to expand ties and business dealings with the North, but that won't work unless Pyongyang takes significant steps toward denuclearization. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says extremism is not welcome in her country. She spoke in Christchurch to commemorate the 50 people who died in the shooting attack on two mosques 2 weeks ago.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you. They were simple words, repeated by community leaders who witnessed the loss of their friends and loved ones. Simple words whispered by the injured from their hospital beds. Simple words spoken by the bereaved and everyone I met who has been affected by this attack. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you.
Officials in cyclone-stricken Mozambique say the number of cholera cases is rising quickly. There were 5 reported cases on Wednesday. By late Thursday, the number was 139. Cholera is a bacterial disease spread by contaminated food and drinking water and can kill within hours if not treated. The World Health Organization said earlier this week it is sending 900,000 doses of cholera vaccine to the region. Cyclone Idai battered Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Malawi nearly 2 weeks ago with hurricane-force winds and heavy rains. Medical authorities fear the spread of disease could be a second disaster in the making. An estimated 10 million people in Afghanistan, more than a quarter of the population, are facing acute food insecurity and are in need of urgent life-saving humanitarian assistance in the wake of recent floods and drought. This from the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. It warns that 3 years of drought have contributed to massive crop failure, economic hardship, hunger, and loss of life, and has forced 266,000 people from their homes. Gene Randall, VOA News.